Women are employed in many aspects of the commercial fishing industry, as captains and deckhands, in processing plants and shoreside businesses, as advocates, fishery scientists, and boat owners. Vicki Campbell reflects back on the numbers of women who worked alongside her in a New Bedford fish house during the 1970s.
The place that I worked, if you excluded management and looked at the workers, it was probably more like 65, 35 women to men ratio. You know, some of the men did the cutting, and then you had a couple of men that did floor work, but other than that, it was women. You know, for the most part, it was women that did all the skinning, it was women that did the packing, it was women that did the processing, it was mostly women that did the monk stamping, scallop packing, all of that stuff, it was women.
It hasn't always been quite as easy for women to do these jobs as it seems to be right now.
Patricia Gerrier, retired fishery scientist.
The old boy network has been very strong. And I got to tell you, fishermen themselves didn't wrap their arms around having women down here at the docks. When I first did the job, I got repeatedly asked, not just by the fishermen, but by the lumpers and the weighers and everybody else, they'd say, what does your husband think of you doing this job?
Shireen Davis, a fisherman, advocate, and photographer from Chatham, talks about passing the torch to her daughter.
I mean, the proudest moment of my day was to watch my daughter, Shannon, who clammed her way through college, paid for college by clamming, to see her get in her own boat and head out of the harbor by herself to go to Monomoy to clam. That was my proudest moment. And it thrilled me because I was told nobody would take you serious on the water.
Right.
And women were not allowed on the water. And we were bad luck. I mean, when I fished, even owned the company, my crews would give me a hard time because I was a woman on the boat. And I didn't belong there. So to see them taking that step, I'm very proud of. I'm proud of that, but I'm proud of them anymore.
Working in what traditionally is a male role, women who fish often find that they have to prove themselves. Joanna Reichhold works as a deckhand in the Alaska salmon fishery.
You know, the quote from one of my captains was like, women start out where men used to start. You know, they've got to prove themselves from the beginning, and they've got to work really hard to get any respect on a boat from the beginning. So there's no being lazy, there's no screwing around. Like, from the beginning, you've got to be on top of your stuff.
Industry outsiders often are puzzled as to what to call a woman who fishes. Fisherman suits Sarah Broadwell, a scalloper from Montauk, just fine.
I don't need some kind of, what's the word I'm looking for, distinction from everybody else. Do you know what I mean? I'm a fisherman.
Yeah.
I do exactly what you're doing.
Right.
No more, no less.
Right.
You know, and I can stack your cartons, I can pick the fish, I can shuck the scallops. So I believe I should be, you know what I mean, just in the category of fisherman.
Right.
Angela Sanfilippo, president of the Gloucester Fishermen's Wives Association, speaks of the essential role women play in maintaining community.
The fishing community cannot survive without the involvement of women. The men are at sea. They are responsible for being out there. They are responsible for their lives and their crew. They are responsible for their boats. They are responsible to catch fish. They're responsible to make the right decision to come home at the right time so that they could get a good price. When they come home, they do not have time to take care of their community because they have to get ready for the next cycle. The women have been the rocks of fishing community.
Voices from the Port is produced by the Working Waterfront Festival with funding from the Massachusetts Foundation for the Humanities. To learn more about the commercial fishing industry, visit New Bedford, America's number one port.